Democrat duo hit with murder rap. Defiant Apisitsu tape say they will fight case. Public prosecutors will indict former Prime Minister Apisitwe Tsatsiwa and his former deputy Sutape Turksuban for murder. Attorney General Atapong Yai Sawang signed the indictment order against the pair on Friday on charges in connection with the Democrat government's crackdowns on red shirt protesters in April-May 2010 that left at least 92 people dead. The Democrats argue the move is an attempt to pressure the pair to accept the blanket amnesty proposal by the ruling Puratai Party. The decision to prosecute Mr. Apisit, the Democrat Party leader, and Mr. Sutape, a Democrat MP for Surat Thani, is based on the recommendation of the Department of Special Investigation. The Office of the Attorney General says the move is also in line with several criminal court rulings, which found some protesters were shot dead by soldiers acting on the orders of the now-defunct Center for the Resolution of the Emergency Situation. Mr. Sutape was Deputy Prime Minister and the Director of CRES during the protest crackdown, acting on behalf of Mr. Apisit, who was Prime Minister at the time. OAG spokesman Nantasak Punsu said the pair will be indicted for issuing orders to CRES security authorities to reclaim the areas occupied by redshirt protesters in 2010. And allowing CRES security officers to use guns and live ammunition to retake the protest areas. The use of weapons was heavy-handed, which caused deaths and injuries, Mr. Nantasak said. Deputy OAG spokesman Wacharin Panurat said the case, which involves deaths as a result of operations by state officials, comes under the jurisdiction of the OAG. Mr. Wacharin said the OAG's indictment decision is based on two factors. First, the case involves extrajudicial killing offenses, not an offense regarding the abuse of positions of state authority, which would have been investigated by the National Anti-Corruption Commission. This gave the DSI the authority to investigate the case. Secondly, evidence has emerged the pair ordered the crackdowns on the protesters and allowed security officers to use weapons, he said. Many died and were wounded due to the use of weapons by security officers who acted on the orders, he added. Since both men are MPs, they have immunity during the parliamentary session. The OAG will forward the case to the court after the parliamentary session closes, Mr. Wacharin said. He added that even if all the CRES orders were issued by Mr. Sutape and not Mr. Apisit, Mr. Apisit has to be indicted as well because he ordered the setting up of the CRES. There were also witnesses who said Mr. Apisit gave instructions at several CRES meetings, Mr. Wacharin said. Mr. Apisit said yesterday he was confident of his innocence and was ready to fight the case. He insisted the DSI's investigation was flawed. My case is trivial when compared to what is going to happen as a result of the amnesty bill, he said. Mr. Sutape said yesterday he was not worried about the indictment and was ready to prove himself through the judicial process.